What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. And I know you missed me. I know you missed me because I've been hearing about it for a few days now. And trust me, I am. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I definitely did not intend to not be here for a hot minute. You guys, if you listened last week, you know that I had a college graduate and my dad and my sister were in town from Colorado. And it was just a whole lot. It was a whole lot. I was just running around for days. And the day my daughter graduated, I was on 10s. Like the whole time I tried to keep up this whole energy for her because I owed her that. After a failed high school graduation, it was a big flop. I really wanted this to be special for her. So I, you know, went all out. I went all out. And that is not my normal energy. I am not on 10 all the time. And not only that, I had, this is probably really what got me, an interesting Facebook comment show up this week. And I've been really good about, you know, if it's a hater or if it's negative or, you know, something like that, like it's really easy for that to just kind of fall off. And this one wasn't, it wasn't a hater. It was just, it was literally, this is my thing. It was just a comment that I needed to call myself out on patterns of behavior, who I am when I show up in relationships and as a mom. And it got me. It knocked the wind out of me. And I just let myself feel it. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good. Not that I gave anyone specifically power. Like it wasn't this person, you know, that got me. It was just everything in a whole. I wake up with the intention, especially when I'm on a microdosing journey, wake up with the intention of like, what do I need to heal? How can I grow? Is there anything that I regret that I can work on? Is there anything I can't handle? Like things I give to God. These are just normal conversations of every day. And you have to be careful what you ask for, because if you're asking for it, it's going to come. And so, yeah, I asked for it and I got it. And so now I am just, I guess processing. I would still say I don't feel good. It's a weird thing. But I'm here, I'm doing the things and I'm still super busy. I haven't had a second to catch my breath just because I am a full-time mom. There's a lot going on. So stuff's just happening and I'm kind of just going through the motions, but still really fighting to be very present with the kids. I did, you know, I'm doing things to cater to them, especially because I can't punish them because I'm processing things, right? I can't punish them because I'm trying to see the truth in situations and the truth in who I am. I can't punish them. And it's not like I could pause my life and just say, hey, kids, everybody just hold on. Mom needs to figure out some shit. So that's real life, just figuring out that stuff. And I really wasn't sure what to do about a podcast. And this, I will do a podcast about this specifically in the future because I need to heal through it, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and dump on you guys and be like, oh my God, my life sucks. Cause that's not the case. It's just some growth. I'm being called to a higher level, which, you know, calls out a lot of shit. And I have a pattern of behavior when I do see situations. And part of that pattern is why we're doing this podcast today about self-sabotage. Because part of that pattern, when I feel uncomfortable or called out, or I think something could disrupt my current situation, you know, like whatever's going on in my life, like my everyday, if it can affect that, I would get really squirrely and just kind of blow everything up. So we're going to dive headfirst today into the cesspool of self-sabotage. Okay. No holding back. I mean, I think we all wonder at some point why we screw ourselves over when we're on the brink of greatness or that next level or change. And it's like, you know, it's like we're running a marathon, but we trip over our own feet right before we finish. That is my life. So why do we do it? Okay. Why do we do it? Let's get one thing straight, babe. Okay. It's not because we're idiots. I mean, not entirely. It's more about fear, you know, fear of success. And it's not just the success. Like my fear, I really have this really deep-rooted fear that if I succeed, it's going to implode everything I know right now. I don't, that's part of what I'm calling out. That's part of what I'm calling out in myself is just, I just have this deep-rooted feeling like it's not going to be okay. And so that's my issue, fear of success. Then we have the people that really just focus on that fear of failure, and other people, it's that fear of change. So I guess I know the truth, right? I know like failing is, it's not real unless you're quitting altogether. But we get comfy in our cozy little comfort zones, and the thought of stepping out of that, it does scare the hell out of us. And this is what I, you know, I guess I really want you guys to understand that even if you get to the point where you're not afraid to do things, like you're not afraid to go live, you're not afraid to have conversations, you're not afraid to do a lot of things, you still have other places of a comfort zone, you know, whether it's your, you know, current job position or, you know, your relationship, whatever that is, you have your current comfort zone, right? And so you could do things outside of that that are scary, but to get, you know, you're very known at the core, you know, of where you are, to put that out there and get uncomfortable with that. That's a little scary. I know it scares the shit out of me. And then we're masters at finding excuses. Self-sabotage, hell yes, okay, because I'm not good enough. I don't deserve it. I'll never make it. And I know you guys have said this to yourselves, you know, those are lies. And we say that shit to ourselves because that is the way we stay stuck in mediocrity. And I've said this before, if you go to my Facebook page, I have a pinned post there, and I talk about, oh, I think that's the one I pinned. I rotate them. But I talk about this post where, you know, you have two voices, right? And it really is the angel and the devil. And, you know, that one voice where we're talking positive and we have self-love, we have affirmations, that's absolutely God. But the devil's going to tell you you don't deserve it. He wants you to tell yourself you're not going to make it. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're never going to be enough. And then that hits us at our core, and we start to believe it because of dumb shit that has happened in our past. Of course, we're not enough, right? So we stay stuck in mediocrity. The devil wins. And I'm taking this walk with Christ very seriously, and I'm a stubborn ass. Like I'm stubborn. I'm not letting the devil win. That annoys me. It annoys me because he doesn't want you to have the freedom of choice. He wants you to think this is it. You're locked in. You gave up. You missed your chance. You're dumb. You're too old. You're stupid. You're not pretty. You're not brave. You're not smart. All of those things he chooses for you, instead of having this whole open, you know, in my nature, at the core of who I am, I love freedom. I need freedom. I need to be able to flex and change and do whatever I want. You know, if I want to do a podcast, I want to be able to do a podcast. If I want to sit down and write a book, I want to be able to sit down and write a book. I love that. Feeling locked in doesn't do it for me. So I'm stubborn. I'm not going to let the devil win. So those voices, we get to choose what we listen to and what we continue to say. And then part of what really sucks us into self-sabotage is, you guys, that perfectionism. We would rather do nothing at all than risk doing something imperfectly. And what do we know to be true? Perfection is a myth. You have to get over it. And what we're trying to do is we want to face our fears head on. We have to start to call it our excuses and the, you know, for the bullshit that they are. We have to embrace imperfection like it's a superpower. Babe, you are capable of so much more than you give yourself credit for. In this moment, right now, exactly who you are, where you are capable of more. You have to stop getting in your own way, and you have to start kicking ass. The world is literally just waiting for you to shine. So you have to quit the sabotage and show people what you're really made of. And how do you get to the core of what you're afraid of? And it's going to take some honest self-reflection. You have to look at your patterns. I'm looking at my patterns, and I have patterns everywhere. Just when I think I'm like, hell yeah, I'm breaking all the patterns. A new one shows up, and it seems like they get bigger and scarier and hairier as we go along. But as they're getting bigger and scarier and hairier, and as I conquer each one, I'm getting bigger and scarier. And not quite hairier, but I'm definitely scarier. I get even more brave. I get more bold. And, I want to push. I want to push the lines. I want to rock the boat. So we can't be afraid of the big monsters. We want to look forward to who we are after we take them down. Because you grow with every negative thought that you are crushing, you grow exponentially. So we check out the pattern. Are you avoiding opportunities for success? Are you sabotaging relationships or projects when they're going well? Are you resisting change even when it could lead to positive outcomes? These are signs of fear. And when you start facing them on with awareness, acknowledge that fear is what's holding you back, and then you challenge it. You get in the arena and you say, fucking bring it on. Okay. And you challenge it by breaking it down into smaller little steps. That's it. And I don't care how small your first step is, as long as you are moving. And you have to have that support system of people that are going to help you push your boundaries. It's self-sabotage is just you deciding you want something and then you make sure it doesn't happen. That's it. Last moment, we get so close to achieving something or to just finding that peace or joy, and then we blow it up. We light it on fire. And then most of the time, we look back and we kick ourselves for being foolish. Like, what were you really afraid of? What were you really afraid of? Why do we do that? We want to control the situation. We don't feel worthy. Regardless of what it is, there are solutions that are going to tackle all of this. Little steps to eliminating self-sabotage is start with observing yourself. Look back at the times you've sabotaged yourself or come up short. And you probably try to justify the sabotaging behavior in your mind because that's what we do. We try to justify. But ignore the reasons and just observe the behavior. What conclusion would a casual observer draw from your behavior? Learn to notice the signs of self-sabotage, how and when you do what you do. Be objective and start to recognize your pattern. Start to be able, like, I want you to be able to see yourself doing these things without feeling an emotion, without trying to control things. I want you just to see as an observer, to watch yourself, okay? And catch yourself in these moments. Success is not perfect. We quit because things aren't turning out the way we imagined. Set reasonable expectations. This is going to ensure that you see things through to the end. And you absolutely can dream big, 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 and still set reasonable expectations. Just you have to see it through and not to a level that isn't existent, okay? Perfection isn't real. Like maybe you're in this really great relationship, but you imagine there wouldn't be any disagreements. That is not a practical expectation. Another common issue that I see, and I've seen this a lot, is that making a lot of money is helpful, but it's not going to solve all your challenges. I want you to consider all the other people in your life. Self-sabotaging behavior is selfish. That's what I'm seeing today. And part of my self-reflection, my introspection, my, come to Jesus talk with myself, it is selfish. Okay. And I'm back to this part of like, I am just stubborn. I am so set. And I'm feeling that pull right now of just like, I want it to be this way, but it can't be. And I've got to release and I have to let go. And, this is what I've noticed in my pattern, especially in my relationship with God, is that, I try to do it my way and I justify it. And I tell him, like, I've got this. This is the way it's going to go down. And because I'm me, it's going to work out this way. And then it doesn't. And I have to come back and I'm on my knees and I'm like, okay, God, please fix it. Please fix it. And I go back and forth in this space. And I'm at that moment right now where I'm trying to justify and I'm saying, just trust me. And, God is like, no, just trust me. And I'm like, bruh, one of us is going to have to give and it's not going to be him, is it? It's just not. I'm very stubborn and set, and seeing how selfish I am, that's a hard thing to let go of. It's a hard thing to let go of. And I get it. I look around everywhere and I can see it's so easy in other people. I can see how selfish they are, how self-absorbed they are, how the only thing they care about is themselves and their time and what's good for them and their comfort. And I see that everywhere. And the truth is, I couldn't be that person. Number one, I'm a mom. Okay. I'm a mom. I don't have the luxury of getting to be that selfish. But I can see that. And when I see it in other people, it bothers me. And when we start to notice things in other people that bother us, it's usually because it's something we have to change. And there are parts of me that are incredibly selfish. And it is that self-sabotaging behavior that I have, that I've used over and over and over, that has brought destruction in my life, that has hurt my babies, that very self-sabotaging behavior has been very selfish. I have hurt myself and I've hurt other people. And I want you to think that moment before you do something great, that moment where you know you just keep moving forward before you throw in the towel, I want you to consider how it's going to affect everyone around you. Because that sometimes might be enough to provide the motivation you need to keep pressing forward. You have to be willing to be adventurous, okay? People who self-sabotage tend to stay in their own little world. And that is definitely my vibe, okay? Is Brandon Lynette in Brandon Lynette's little world. And I get stuck there. When you see a project through to completion, this means adjusting your outlook. You know, whether it's a different job, a new relationship, or something else, your life will be changed to a certain degree. You have to be brave enough to take that adventure. I've never done that. I've never done that. I sabotage things before I really step out into that great adventure. It's wild, you guys. It's wild. If you tend to start new projects and then stop yourself before ever completing them, nothing will ever change. And like, you've just wasted time. And whose time are you wasting? Absolutely. Did I think this week I was just going to quit doing the podcast? The thought crossed my mind. I'll be honest. Just what I'm going through has nothing to do with the podcast, right? But I'm like, well, I'm just going to quit because I don't feel good, right? And so I had to think about like who this would affect. I shut out my family for at least an hour a day to do this, okay? At least. I shut everybody out. Everybody shuts down. Everybody stays quiet. Everybody respects that I'm doing this. Why would I waste their time by quitting? I can't see what's coming around the corner, but I know it's making an impact. And it's everything I've asked for. Literally, God, I just want to do a podcast and bring some light into people's lives and help, you know, be the catalyst for their change and to show them that it's possible to take them through my shit storm. That's what I want to do. That's my conversation with him. That's my desire. Everybody has sacrificed for this. Financially, we budget out for this. Me quitting would be really incredibly selfish, not just to my listeners, but to my family. A big fat, you know, fuck you, everybody, for all your sacrifice. I don't want to do this anymore because I don't feel good. Not fair, you guys. So I want you to think about what you're doing or what you're not doing and how much everyone else is paying a price for that. You have to start small, okay? Give yourself the gift of having the few small successes. Like I asked you guys, I asked everyone in my Listen Bitch group how the love letters are going. I got some, first of all, one of the messages that you guys sent me to my inbox, I am literally like, tears are falling out. I'm at the park with my kids and I'm like, this is so crazy. I love you guys for that. I love you because you've always given me great feedback and you're honest. I got quite a few comments that you guys are loving those love letters. And that's incredible because I pour out my heart and soul into that. I love that. That's my small success. It's not perfect. I didn't hear from everybody that's opened that message. 200 people opened my love letter on Friday. Okay, that's a big deal. I didn't hear from 200 people, but I did hear from enough that I can see that success. It's not perfect. It definitely made my journey better. So we have to enjoy the victory and imagine how great it would be to accomplish even greater successes. How can I take this and make it bigger? And you have to take some time before you start making major decisions. We don't want to be impulsive, okay? You want to take days to sleep on this, to create the perspective you require to make a good decision. And self-sabotage, babe, I know it is frustrating. In the moment, it might seem like you're making a good choice, because if we could just implode what we're doing, those bad feelings that we have are just over with, right? The pressure that we're feeling, it's all just gone if we just quit, right? That's what quitters do. They bank on that feeling of just stopping that negative vibration that we're on in the moment. We just want to stop all that. You know, it's very uncomfortable, and we can stop that discomfort if we just fucking blow it up, burn the bridge, right? And it seems like you're making a great choice, but eventually the truth becomes more apparent. It's easy to beat yourself up over your self-sabotaging behavior. That makes it even harder for you to succeed the next time. So you blow everything up, and then you regret it, and then you feel bad, and then you don't know where to start or what to do next. And you're just in limbo. And then pretty soon you've lived the same year over and over, and it's been 63 years, and you call that a life. Womp, womp. It doesn't work like that. And I did just see a post about that. Someone shared a meme that said that you can't live, I think it was like 73 or 83 years, the same year over and over and call that a life. You can't. We got to mix it up a little. You've got to be good to yourself and avoid shooting yourself in the foot with self-sabotage. You can and will be successful. The discomfort is temporary. And the more you push through it, the stronger you get. And I feel that. I feel that. I'm in it, you guys. I'm never not in the arena, okay? There's always something coming at me. And I'm asking for it. I wake up every day and I challenge life. I'm like, all right, what you got for me? How can I clean out some of this discomfort? And it's kind of from all directions right now, because I was juggling a lot of other people's energy for a couple of days. And so I kind of feel like things from all over, and little comments and stuff that were made this week that, you know, it's just crazy. It's crazy. So I'm feeling the hurt. I'm feeling the frustration. I'm feeling the guilt. I'm feeling the shame. I'm feeling the awareness. I'm feeling very called out, like the spotlight's on me. Like, you know, God is like, girl, you've been asking me for this stuff. I'm shining the light on you. Now it's time to really show me that you're going to step up into the next level. And this is where I fuck up every time. I just do. I implode something. I light something on fire. I do it over and over. I see the pattern and I never feel good about it later, you know, and I'll justify the fuck out of it. That's what people, it just, why do we do that? Why do we just justify it? Why don't we just call it what it is? You know, we justify all the bullshit in our lives. We sign off on our own bullshit. I don't want to do that. And the fact I don't, and that's my request, that's my intention, that's my awareness, that's my prayer. I don't get to sign off on this. I just get to face it. I get to face it and figure it out. And for the first time in my life, put on the really big pair of pants. Put on, what am I thinking? I don't know. I'm pull up my britches, okay? And I'm about to take out Goliath. And I would love to say I'm not scared. I'm just going to have to be brave. And this is, you know, who knows what's on the other side of that? I don't know. Who knows? And who knows how long it's going to take to see the other side of that? I've never gone that far. I just haven't. So cheers to being uncomfortable, and cheers to the fact that we're going to call ourselves out on some patterns. I want you to think about that this week, of just like, what are my patterns of self-sabotage? And if you don't have any, then it's because you're not even trying. You just went straight for failure. You know, there has to be a moment where you have fucked shit up for yourself, when you are on the brink of something great, where you just didn't lean into that faith. You didn't lean into the power that you have inside of you to move on to the next great thing. But that's it, bitches. I cleaned my desk the other day and I lost my intros and outros. I feel like I've been doing so great on those. So I'm going to rewrite those and it's fun. It'll shake it up. I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing the same in and out every time I say welcome to the podcast. But I appreciate you for listening. If you can share this with someone that you know probably needs to hear it, someone that just is beating their head on the wall and probably beating themselves up a little more than they have to, because that's not going to get us anywhere. It's just not. But we can learn a lot from the things that we regret. Can I talk regret? We can learn a lot from that. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, how do we improve? How do we improve now? And I've had an incredible lifetime of getting to improve all of my fuck ups. Like, I just get this one chance after another. And it feels daunting at times, to be honest, but I'm not alone in this. I can hand off the heavy shit and just take on what I can, one little piece at a time. But we're still going to keep moving forward. You guys are called to something so much bigger than you. Get outside of your story. Get outside of your bullshit excuses and make some magic happen. I love you.